Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of the crowns, we were talking about the fact that Jesus will judge us by every word of God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means God breathed.
You cannot say a word without breathing out.
So this tells us that God dictated every word to the writers of the Bible, because every word is God breathed. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, as a backdrop to this, he lets us know that it's through the Scriptures young Timothy was saved, and then also that the Scriptures are there for every day of our life. They're there for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, that it might furnish us to live our daily lives and to serve the Lord. Now notice, it is Jesus Christ in our text who judges the quick and the dead here in chapter 4, verse 1 of 2 Timothy. And so the quick means the living and the dead at his appearing, and we'll all give an account of ourselves unto God. And it is the word of God that is used as his measure. Now, if we're judged by every word of God, and we are, then obviously it is preserved for us, every word preserved, to apply for our daily living. Now, notice the admonition to Pastor Timothy. He's told in verse 2 of 2 Timothy 4, to preach the word, just as it is, to men as they are. And he's to be instant. That is, he is to be ready, in season, out of season. That is, when it's easy, and when the audience is against you. Now, many of you perhaps like to sing, I'm a flag-waving American. But would you wave that flag if you were in Tehran, or some other part of Iran, or Syria? What if you were in the Hamas headquarters in Palestine? You know, waving the American flag might cost something then, and you might be just a little bit reluctant. Well, he's saying, be instant, be ready, you preach the word when everybody likes it and when everybody doesn't like it, when they feel about the word of God about the same way the Hamas would feel about us waving our American flags. And he goes on to tell this young pastor, Timothy, how he is to preach to the local church. He is to reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Now, this is telling him how to preach. People that find reproof, rebuke, and exhortation distasteful and wrong have simply made a statement against God's prescription for preaching. In other words, a person who doesn't like a preacher who reproves and rebukes and exhorts has just told God that God is wrong and they are right. Now, today people will talk about, oh, I like that kind of preaching that's gets down into the meat and gets down into the depths. And then you start investigating and you find out that what they call meat, what they call depth, is psychology. Oh, it looks at their self-esteem. It talks about their feelings. It talks about dealing with attitudes. Oh, and they say it's so deep. Don't you think that if Jesus Christ tells us something
is deep, then that thing is deep. Did you know that Jesus tells us what is meat?
In Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, Jesus said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Hypocrites. Well, here comes the reproof and rebuke. There's a crowd already that doesn't like Jesus, evidently, although they're religious and they go to churches because they don't like that kind of preaching. They didn't like Jesus. But it says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint, anise, and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law." Now, he says, what's weightier? What is meat? What is really the deep things of the law or the Word of God? Our judgment, mercy, and faith. He says, these ought you to have done. You should have tithed, but not to leave judgment, mercy, and faith. Don't leave that undone. Now, just think about what those words, judgment, mercy, and faith, mean. Judgment has in the Greek the idea of separation, to make a distinction. Now, my friend, God does separate. Matter of fact, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 that he is a divider. Now, all of us talk about the great peacemaker, Jesus. He said he's a divider, even in the home. He says there may be two against three and three against two, the father against the son, the mother against the daughter, the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law. So we find that Jesus, it says that he's even a divider in the home. He makes a distinction, separation, always coming down on the side of holiness and righteousness. So that's judgment, separation, making a distinction. And then there's mercy. That is not giving or rendering to another what you may have a right to render. Now, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. God has a right to cast every one of us into that eternal burning lake of fire. And by the way, let me just say that hell is a literal burning lake of fire. And if there is some preacher out there you're listening to that says, "Oh, I just think it's separation from God," understand that preacher is liberal and probably not saved. Now, I don't know if he's saved or not, but he's not speaking like a true man of God. And that's usually one of those 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, talks about as and one of Satan's minions that travel around as an angel of light. They're so deceptive. But mercy is not giving or rendering to another what you may have a right to render. Instead, seeking God's grace for that individual in order to bring repentance in their life. Mercy is not giving us what we do deserve. Blessed are the merciful, Jesus said in the Beatitudes. And then the last word that we see is the word faith. The whole body of doctrine of God's Word is tied up in that word faith. But it's not just the doctrine, it is our obedience to the Word of God. You see, doctrine is the statement. Faith is obedience to the statement. Faith is not blind. Faith knows the Word of God and acts upon it, trusts it. It is a trust that relies on the truth that it lives by, and it is its life. It becomes the very life. Understand, Christianity, the local independent Baptist church, is not a religion. It is a way of life, day to day, 24 hours. Now, coming right back here to our text, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, again, the pastor Timothy, through the pen of the Apostle Paul, writing down exactly what the Holy Spirit gives as word for word God's word, he says, reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Now, that's the way he's supposed to preach. The word reprove carries the idea of to refute, to convict, and correct. A pastor must stand in the gap between the congregation and the world. A head of the home must do this for his family. A Christian should do this for new Christians who come into his church or that he leads to the Lord personally. So we're to reprove and then rebuke. the Word of God is to be preached with rebuke. You go to a church that says positive only, no reproof, there's no rebuke. You've got a church that is not preaching the way the Bible instructs to preach. And what you have to decide is God right or is man's philosophy right? I would encourage you to trust God, okay? Now, the Word of God is to be preached with rebuke. One's attitude towards that idea of rebuke reveals their spiritual condition. And whereas reproof is a little more gentle and has guiding advice with it, rebuke serves to warn against sin, against weights, against failure, against deception. It calls it sin, and it tells you to stop. Then there's the word exhort. And exhort must be done, we're told in our text, with long-suffering and doctrine. Now, doctrine goes back to what we just read in chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 here of 2 Timothy. Long-suffering has the idea of patience. Don't give up. Bear up under the load. Don't quit. You keep on keeping on with doctrine as the basis for reproof, rebuke, and especially exhortation. Don't ever stop preaching doctrine is the admonition here. By the way, you that are members of churches, you encourage your pastor. You encourage him to reprove and rebuke. You encourage him to preach the word and to exhort. By the way, this word exhorting means to speak with authority. Well, God's word is our authority. And there is no higher authority than the word of God. Now, you might say, well, Dr. Bloom, why do this? Why preach this way with reproof, rebuke, and exhort? Well, he says the reason is that the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They will not endure when this pastoral command is carried out. And by the way, the command in this passage is imperative. It's kind of after a military fashion. Now, when there's an imperative command in the Word of God, that means the man will be called into an account. Now, that pastor that sets out there and he's afraid to reprove and rebuke, maybe he's afraid that he'll lose his job, maybe he's afraid it'll cost him numbers in his church, he's going to be called into an account. James chapter 3, verse 1 lets us know that this judgment on the pastor, the teacher, is going to be much more strict. And so he needs to understand that and decide whether he's going to fear God or fear man. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.